What is your God's name? Part 31. I'm Professor Hannes Redderhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, please contact us at my WhatsApp, international code plus 27, the number 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in our study. I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning. Otherwise, you have missed quite a bit of information. We are most, most welcome to join in the study. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be available, to be notified about the different studies that we are busy with. And also send a link to your family and your friends. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible available, pen and a writing pad. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people and groups: any messianic groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, Israel Vision Movement, Sacred Name Movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventist churches. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. And that does not make us a church or a denomination or an organization. If people want to study throughout the world, if they want to study the Word, they are welcome. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1816 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. And this is not the 1902 corrupted emphasis Bible. According to the Hebrew Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvist, and not Christians, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16. So was the disciples of Yahushua and his followers called Yahvist. I trust that the study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome at breakfast with, it's not breakfast with Profanus. This is What is Your God's Name? It's also important just to watch my hands when I also would show certain words or explanations in brackets. Alright. We're going to read James 1 verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Everything that's good comes from Yahweh Elim, coming down from the Father of lights. Who is he? Look at my hand. Yahweh El Elohim, with whom is neither alteration show nor shadow cast by turning. The question is, would Yahushua have changed his name? Would he have changed his name from Yahweh or Yahshua to Jesus? Would Yahushua had changed his name from Yahshua to Jesus when he came into this world? Never. The Father would have never changed the Son's name, because says the Son has inherited the Father's name. Would he have dismissed his covenant and his promises to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob? Never. Would he eventually devote and negate the agreement with Moses, his prophets and priests, his kings, the Levites, and his people of Israel? Never. Why? For I, Yah or Yahweh, your Elohim, correctly written, I do not change. Therefore you are consumed, O sons of Jacob. Listen nicely. According to Malachi 3 verse 6, hallelujah. He does not change his name. The next question is, would he, that's Yahweh, after thousands of years, neglect and ignore their language, which in fact was and is his own language. And covenant to the Greek language causing the written of so-called the New Testament. The covenant was in Hebrew. It was not a Greek covenant. In the time where Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, there was not even a Greek language called the New Testament. In the New Testament, would he change his name in the New Testament when they use Greek? No. They changed into, between 100 to 127 AY after Yahushua. The Roman Catholic Church changed the name Yahushua to Isis, I-S-I-S, which is the sun god. They changed the father's name, who was Yahweh. Yot Aleph Hei Fof Aleph Hei. They changed it to Kyrios and Theos, which later in English became God and Lord, which Theos and Kyrios in the original Greek was Zeus, Ra, Nimrod, Isis. That was all pagan gods, Baal gods. Would Yahweh change his name to Baal gods? Never in your life. He, Yahushua, our Elohim, has established perfect ways with his people. His people is Israel. He has instructed his priests, prophets, and people the way of the truth. The what? The way of the truth. Excuse me. One of these little funny hair in your moustache. He has changed. He has not. He has instructed his priests, his prophets, and his people the way of the truth, in which he expected to be worshipped in his temple. Is this to be ignored now, even in this century 2024, while embracing a new so-called Greek culture in the worship of the Almighty? Never. Never. The crux of it all, of the crux of all truth from Genesis to Revelation was, and still is centered in the expected eternal one, Yahushua, or Yahushua, who has come as our Redeemer and shall return as the King of Kings. Kings and Redeemer. He is Yahushua. Yahushua never was outside the borders of Israel during his journey on earth, as far as we know. Not one place in the scripture, there's a scripture that says that Yahushua was outside the borders of Israel. He never went to Greece. The apostles went to the Gentiles. And even in the time after, remember what I said many weeks ago, that Yahushua's ministry on earth was 3 years. The first 2 years was only ministered, he only ministered the gospel of salvation to his people, Israel. And then Father closed their eyes to see and not to see, and to hear and not to hear, in order to have the message turned to the Gentiles. But in order to take the message to the Gentiles, Yahushua never went to Greece. Never. Or Rome. Never. He was in Jerusalem, preaching the gospel of salvation unto the Gentiles. The Samaritans, for instance. That's why he spoke to the Samaritan woman, a Gentile. And when he spoke to her, she says, how come that you are a Hebrew person, speak to us as Samaritan? And that's when he was taking the gospel of salvation to the Gentiles. Never were there any agreements, listen to this, between him, that's Yahushua, and any other nation such as the Greeks. He has not forsaken his people or their original language as far as the meaning of names and laws are concerned. Never. The name Isios, through Jesus, has no relation to the concept of redemption or salvation. I'm going to say this again. The name Isis, I-S-I-S. You can also spell it I-E-S-O-U-S, Isios. or Isis, that's the sun god, stroke Jesus, because you know by this time that the letter J was only created in 1624. There was no letter J before that. So Isis and Jesus was two different names, but they presenting the same pagan god. The name Isis or Jesus has no relation, listen nicely, to the concept of redemption or salvation, such as is as clear the purge in the internal name of Yahshua or Yahshua. Isis could never be El with us. You remember when it said, when the angel came to Miriam, not Mary, Miriam, because she was a Hebrew lady, and says, you will bear a son, you must call him what? Jesus? No, no, no. The letter J never exists. Jesus is a Greek name. I have said before, Saul, when he was walking the road of Damascus, Yahweh spoke to him that he became Apostle Paul. He spoke to him. The Bible says, I think it's in Acts 21. He says he spoke to him in a Hebrew language. Hallelujah. Not in a Greek language. Not in a Greek language. So, when I look at this, the name Isis Jesus has no relation to the concept of redemption or salvation, such as clearly predicted in the eternal name of Yahshua. Isis could never be El with us. When the angel says you must call him Yahshua, Immanuel, El. El is Yahweh with us. Neither could he be Yah, Y-A-H, my salvation. Jesus, in Hebrew, can never be Yah, my salvation. Note the spelling of the word Yah. In most, in the 1611 King James Bible, there's one or two places where the word Yah is spelled, like in Hallelujah. In Hallelujah is Hallelujah with a J-A-H, a J-A-H. The letter J is a letter J and not the letter Y, as Yahweh our Elohim or Yahshua our Redeemer. Yahweh and Yahshua is not spelled with a J, it's spelled with a Y, because there was no J. You listen to most of the Hebrew songs they sing, the Israel people when they sing, they use the word Hallelujah. Hallelujah pray means praise unto Yahweh. And you don't spell Yahweh with a J, you spell it with a Y. Because in the time of Abram, Moses, Isaac, you talk about in the time of Yahshua, there was no letter J. It's Yah. Hallelujah. Y-A-H. As in the studies progresses, we shall discover the lies which have been created over many, many centuries. As we continue, you will find that some scriptures have previously been referred to certain important points already. Again, I need to draw your attention to these scriptures. It's important. It's Bible study. We sometimes go over one scripture. We study one scripture two, three, four times. Because it shall be part to form the spine of the study. When reading, you shall find most scriptures are from the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. As we study the following scripture, we need to place ourselves in the position to answer every question in order to experience the full impact of the scripture in our lives. Now, I'm going to read the scripture here, and I want you as the student or the person who's studying the word to listen to what I'm saying, and you must answer the question that I will ask. Proverbs 30 verse 4. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who would you say? Who have ascended into heaven and descended? Yahshua. Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Yahweh. Now, what will you find here? Immediately in the scripture, I find the reference to the Father and to the Son. Let's again read what is written here. Who has ascended up into heaven? Didn't Yahushua said, in the house of my father there are many mansions, if it wasn't so I would have told you, I'm going to prepare you a place. So, and he ascended up into heaven. So what does the scripture ask? Proverbs, King Solomon is asking a question. Centuries before Yahushua lived, died, arose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. Who had ascended up into heaven or descended? Yahushua. Who has gathered the winds in his fist? Yahweh the Father. Who has bound the waters in his garment? Yahweh our Father. Who has established all the ends of the earth? Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. Now listen to the question. What is his name? Who's the he? What is his name? Who is he? What is his name? Oh, he's God, he's Lord, he's creator, he's Jehovah, he's Yahweh. They came with all different names. No. King Solomon is asking, not a title. We've been looking at titles here as creator and as the father. Those are titles. But what is his name? What is his name? His name is Yahushua. And what is the name of his son? Nobody, in the Old Testament, nobody knows the son's name. Really? King Solomon knew his name? Because King Solomon knew him as the one who would ascend into heaven and who will descend. He's descending, he's coming back. To do what? To take us home. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58. We as the bride of Yahushua, Yahfis, are going to be changed from mortal to immortality. From an earthly body into a heavenly body. We will be taken up in heaven. That's what he says. That means descend. He's coming back for his bride, Yahushua. And he's again going to descend after he came for the bride at the end of Revelation 3:22. Why Revelation 3:22? It's the end of the church, or the church age, but also the age of grace. It's the seventh church age. Revelation 3:14-22. You say, well, you're hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. At the end of that chapter 3, verse 22, that is where the coming of Yahushua is going to happen. That's when Yahushua is going to descend the first time now to come to take the bride up into heaven. That's the parousia in Greek. Then we have the great tribulation for 7 years and 105 days. Go calculate Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, plus Daniel 12 verse 12, 1335 days. 2,625 days. If you divide that with the Hebrew calendar, 7 years and 105 days of great tribulation. 7 years, not just 7 years, 7 years and 105 days, great tribulation. Then he would descend a second time and put his foot on Mount Olive. He's coming on a white horse. That is when Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21. That's when he's coming for his the bride of Jacob. Because we have the Gentile bride, which is us, that's been taken away, which was parousia at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. And the second time that he will descend, is coming down to put his foot on Mount Olive, will be when he will be coming to rapture the remnant of Israel, the one third. How wonderful is that? That's the second time. So let's go back to Proverbs 30 verse 4. Who has ascended up in heaven? Went up. Yahushua. Or descended? Yahushua. Who had gathered the winds in his fist? The creator of heaven and earth. Who has bound the waters in his garment? To who do we pray when we want it to rain? There's no water, there's drought. Suddenly the whole nation prays. Who do they pray? They pray to the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. Who has established the ends of the earth? The creator, Yahweh, our Elohim. I want to use the name the creator, the Father. Now, these were all titles referring to him. What is his name? Yahweh comes from the tetragrammaton Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei. YHVH. You can't pronounce it, you need the two A's, and suddenly you will have, sorry, a bit cold in the studio. Suddenly you will have the name Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Aleph, Hei. You need the two Alephs, because you can't pronounce the tetragrammaton, and the tetragrammaton is not God's name. I hear so many people say that the tetragrammaton is God's name, even in the restoration of the original sacred name. Big problem. It says it's Yahweh's name. It's not Yahweh's name. YHVH can't be a name. You need the two A's, the Aleph's. It's the only letters you can put to Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei that can make a name. It's the two Aleph's, the A. And suddenly you have Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Aleph, Hei. And that from left to right will give you Yahweh. Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yahweh. Not Yahweh or something like that. Yahweh. Because the Yod Hei Vav is a V. It will never be a W. It was never a W. A lot of churches and people and organizations and want to make it a W to create the name Yahweh. The name Yahweh was not known to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. It wasn't even known to Yahushua. It wasn't even known ever to anybody. It's a Baal name that was created in the 16th century. That's also linked to the name Jesus, Yahweh, the Father, Yahweh. He says, what is his name? His name is Yahweh. Now listen to the next question. And what is the name of his son? Son is not a name. If there is 50 men standing there, and I say, everyone who is a father, raise your hand. Everyone that has a child can raise his hand. Let's say the study of the 50 that has got a child. And if I says, everyone who is a son of his father, stand up, then all 50 of those people who are men must stand on their feet, because they are the sons of their father. So he says, what is his name, and what is the name of his son? Who's the he? He is Yahweh. What's the name of his son? If thou can tell. You see, the people can tell. Why? Because the church has never taught us not his name, N-A-M-E, but the name that was taken out from circulation between 100 and 124, 127 A.Y. Somebody asked the other day, how is it possible that there is not one document documented from 2,000 years up till now where the name Yahushua appears, except the revelation, restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam version. That sounds very easy to explain. Because the Roman Catholic Church has deleted every place wherever the name Yahushua or Yahweh was used. And that's what caused the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages last for 1,500 years. And in that period of 1,500 years, 150 million Yahvists and Hebrew people and Jews were killed and murdered because of the name of Yahweh and Yahushua that wouldn't give it up. And they deleted in such a way that it's no manuscripts today. You won't find a manuscript where it is, because most of the manuscripts has been created after 100 to 127 AD. That's why also the Byzantine text, you only found that he's from the 2nd century, Why is it not from the first century? Why is it not from the first century? Because in that time it was Yahshua and Yahweh. And in the second century, I always say between 100 and 127 AY, second century. Your Byzantine text, Lucianion's Byzantine text, is from the second century. And your Tetus Receptus text, there's Aurelius Erasmus in 1522. He was a full-blood Roman Catholic himself. He had access to the library of the Vatican. And that's why the names were still not replaced. We must not forget the importance of the role of the Roman Catholic Church in creating Protestantism, creating the Protestant Bibles. And that's why you have the letter J, and suddenly not the name Jesus, but the name Jesus. It's, the name has been changed for the sake of the Protestant churches. They wouldn't want to put Jesus as for 1,500 name. Yes, the word Jesus was referring to Yahshua in the Catholic Bibles. And they had to create a new Protestant Bible for Protestantism. And that's why they created the letter J, to change the name from Isis to Jesus. That's how easy it is. And you can go on your internet and you can go and look for yourself. The letter J never existed. So, I want to again just say the last, what is his name? That's the Father's name. And what is the name of his Son? If you can tell. It's important to know that the people of the Most High, Yahshua, should know his name. He says, as shown in Isaiah 52 verse 6, my people, even this 21st century, shall know my name. Isaiah 52 verse 6. What he says? My people, and I want to say, even in this 21st century, we as Yahshua's, shall know my name. Not Father, not Creator, not whatever you want to call him, Yahweh, Jehovah. No. The prophets did not say perhaps, maybe, probably. No, he said, they shall know my name. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 52 verse 6, didn't make a compromise and say, ach, it's possible, it can be, probably, maybe, perhaps. No. I say, my people shall know my name. So where is salvation? In his name. What name that he gave his Son? Who brought salvation unto us? In the Old Testament, there was salvation in his name through the offerings of animals' blood. In the New Testament, he brought his Son, where through Yahweh himself presented himself. Go read 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Go read it. Yahweh revealed himself through his Son. He created himself a body to dwell in, only the right hand. Because if he came down in his fullness, everybody would have died. The prophet didn't say perhaps, maybe, probably. No, he said, they shall know my name. How many people in this world say today, even in 2024, know of Yahweh El Elohim? I don't want to use the title El or Eloah or Elohim. I want to say, I like the word Elohim with Yahweh. I would not just refer to Elohim by itself or Hashim by itself. No, I like the word, when it says Yahweh our Elohim or Yahweh my Elohim. By what name do you know him? Come on. By what name do you know? In what name do you pray? In what name do you pray? Are all your prayers answered? Is all your prayers answered? We have read Psalm 68 verse 4. And we know it contains the shortened form of Yahweh El Elohim's name. Now I want you to look at it. Psalms 68 verse 4. Make a note, Psalm 68 verse 4. Now listen nicely. And we know it contains the shortened form of Yahweh, our Elohim's name. In. It is spelled Yah. J-A-H. J-A-H. Tell me in the time of King David in Psalms, were there J in the alphabet? I can't hear. No, prof. What was there? Was a Y. So what was it then? It was Yah with a Y. Yah. People ask, where does the name Yahweh comes from? Well, there's two separate places where King David spells the name. So here it says in Psalms 68 verse 4 that Yah, Yah, Yah. So who's changed it to a J? It happened in the 16th century in the King James. So it actually should have been a Y. Please note the letter J was used in most English translations as it spelled Yah. It happened, most of the translations happened after 1881 when the Westcarton Hart text was created. Because the Roman Catholic translations from the Westcarton Hart text, known as the Nestle-Aland text, in 1881. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop just here. Time has caught up with us. Yes, time goes so fast when you are busy with interesting Bible study. Now I'm going to stop just here. And what we will do next week, if Yahweh tarries to come, we are going to continue with this. Fasten your seatbelt. Go do your own research. Pray for the ministry, for Yahweh to save souls, people that come to the revelation of the revelation word. Till next time, Maranatha, Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.